Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center. How was your birthday, dude?
It was fun. It was good. I feel very loved, very grateful, very fortunate. Got to see my family. So Friday night, we did stuff with my brothers, their significant other, my parents. And then Saturday, Alex and I hung out, took my child to my mom's house for a few hours. So we just got to do our old stuff, which was
nice.
Like, yeah, we went and got sushi. We went on a walk and we just kind of like hung out. Oh, we went to the gym together, which I'm still so fucking sore from, but it was good. And like, yeah, I felt like I had so much time at the gym. Like I felt like I wasn't rushing to get back. So like my workout was like fucking dope, dude. And I forgot today was a holiday. That's Labor Day.
Yeah, so no, I get that too. How was your wrist?
Oh my God, so much better. So last, it's like, I'm like, hey, 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 look, I could do this. So actually, if you put your thumbs like this inside your hands and then like point them down forward, like if you're in front of you and you like point them down. Yeah, I couldn't do that. It was so much pain. I could barely even move my hand. Yeah. So now that I can, I'm like, this is great. I'm like a kid. I'm like, look what I can do. You know, and they're like
giving Alex a hand job just to have that motion.
Seriously. Yeah. So when I went for that deep tissue massage, I don't know what she did. Like she obviously like released it in my hand, but like I was damn near like throwing up. Like I was nauseous. And like,
wow.
By the next day, I have like 3 bruises on my arm from her. Yeah. From like going in here so deep and like scraping and stuff. But
Damn.
By the next day, like my hands felt great. Today, like my forearms are really sore just from like, cause I did do upper body yesterday and I haven't really used my arms in like 3 weeks. I was like, damn, imagine like fracturing a bone. I'd be like so weak, but they feel
Legit.
great. Yeah. They feel good. I'm still trying to, you know, play it a little bit safer. Haven't really been wearing my braces as much, still sleeping in them, but yeah, they feel great. Thanks for asking.
Good.
How are you? How is, your weekend?
It was good. We didn't really do anything outside like the normal stuff. Like I'm a little paranoid though, because I feel like one of my inner like thigh muscles got like not torn, or it's just more tweaked. And I'm always paranoid because like obviously I tore my hamstring doing RDLs like 4 years ago. And so I'm just like very sensitive about like straining and tearing muscles, because it's very like obviously traumatic, but then also like it doesn't feel good to like be not sidelined, but to have those injuries and stuff like that. So I'm kind of like focusing on doing a lot more of like soft tissue work and stuff like that, which I'm always good about anyway, but it's hard because you're in like PT and you're like resetting your body by doing like certain like corrective exercises. So it's just, it is frustrating. I'm gonna talk to Austin tomorrow, because again, it's not like torn, but like I can tell where it's like there are no movements that really agitate it, but like I can tell something's off. And so I don't want to fuck it up by doing RDLs, especially if I'm supposed to do RDLs twice this week, because that's going to take steps backwards. So I'm going to see if I can like sub like a belt squat or something like that, just to like, you know, have stimulus and obviously grow without like agitating or injury. So I'm again a little paranoid and a little stressed out just because of that worry and that fear. But since I'm reading that No Worries book, it's like, if you're going to worry about something, come up with a solution and then be like take action in that solution, but then let it go. Like, don't ruminate, don't let it fester, right? Because then that's how like you take away from the present, by worrying about the future. And it's like, you know, I know the plan. I just need to like let go of the what ifs, and whatever happens, happens.
Are you like a forward anxiety or like a behind anxiety? It's like what my therapist said. Like
forward for sure.
Yeah, me too. And like, I don't know which one's more common, but my mom's like a past, like a behind. Like she like say something and then she'll like ruminate about like, oh, did I say the wrong thing? Did I do the wrong thing? And like me, I'm like, dude, what's done is done. Like we gotta go. Like I gotta move fucking forward. But then I'm like, oh, I'm scared about the future. Like it's so funny. It's definitely interesting. But yeah, I hope it all works out. Obviously, like injuries suck. Don't be like crushing any watermelons with your thighs. That probably won't do you well either.
It's more of just that hip hinging motion, because again, it's just where that left hamstring tore, and it's at that origin again, where it's like where the hamstring, and then this place is more the adductor, where it's just like it sits on like your pubic bone or whatever. So it's just like light, gentle massage, heat, and just letting go. But it's hard to let go as a competitor, because like obviously like injury rates are 100%. Like you dealt with your own fucking injury with your hands, you know. So it's just like whatever happens, happens, but don't ruminate.
Yeah, it's injuries suck, dude. And like especially like when like you work out at the intensity that we do and like just how passionate we are, it's like, ugh, man, it's so limiting and I hate that shit. It's like so fucking frustrating. But we have a good topic for you guys today. We actually have like a little planned topic, which I think is great. Mini cuts, shredding it down.
Coach, I'm fat. It's time for a mini cut.
Okay, so I was gonna ask, like, why, like, did you bring this up? Like, did somebody say something like, I need to be in a mini cut, I want to lose weight? Like, what are you just wanted to talk about it? I'm just curious.
I wanted to talk about it because obviously, like the summer is with it being Labor Day today, the summer's kind of come to a close. So people like are no longer really wanting to like diet for the summer for Beachbody and stuff like that. But I figured it would be good to still talk about because mini cuts get demonized and they get overused. And I feel like it would be good to talk about like the pros and the benefits of them because, especially as physique competitors, like mini cuts are crucial. You know, they are important for long-term progression, especially since like, you know, I've been in my off season for a really long time. You've been in your off season for a really long time, and you can't just literally grow. Like you can't just continue to add on muscle without having to take moments where you clean things up, because you get to a certain point with either pushing up food or, you know, adding on body fat where your body starts to kind of push back, and you might feel like super tired. Your hunger cues might be ass. You might not be getting pumps in the gym. Your fasted blood glucose might be like trending upwards. It might not, your strength might even like technically plateau because you feel sluggish, right? And it's one of those things where, yes, like obviously, especially since we're bikini, like clothes will become tighter, especially if you are trying to wear your, you know, your double zeros in off season. So it's something where mini cuts serve a time and a place. And I think it would be good to talk about like why we use them, when to use them, appropriate time lengths, and just talk about also the mental side of mini cuts, because a lot of the times we do it as females because we're uncomfy. Like it's hard to be this certain level of body fat, even though our perception of what's healthy, what's, you know, whatever for body fat and physique levels is skewed by bodybuilding.
Yeah, no, I think so. Yeah, I guess let's dive in first. Like, what is essentially like a mini cut? So, do you personally have like set timelines for like an average timeline, or do you go until based on like biofeedback and like body responsiveness? Or is there like a thing when you're like, hey, like by like week something, like this is too long, like we got to reverse you out?
It depends upon the level of adherence. It depends on how their body is responding, and it does depend on biofeedback. I don't like to put like, oh, we're gonna do a 10-week mini cut, because like, dude, what if, I don't know, it's like, what if something bad happens or your body's not responding? Like at the end of that 10 weeks, like if the job's not done, the job's not done. You know what I'm saying? So like my point of view is the job's done when it's done. When we have restored hunger, when we have, you know, looked at FBG and that's in a better spot, when we can see more lines, when gym performance is better, when we can see like the visual changes from the previous growth phase and kind of set that as our starting point. But I view mini cuts as a time to reset. And I think that is a very valuable mindset to have. It is to reset and refocus your body and your mind for another growth phase.
Yeah, no, really good answer there, because I think a lot of people, like at least people that I've coached, I'm like, hey, like we're gonna clean things up, or you know, I like to use the term clean things up because I think like a mini cut, usually people are like, exactly what I said. Well, how many weeks is that? Or a huge one is like, well, how many pounds down do we want to see?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have like an exact number. I have an idea in my head, but I'm not gonna put that in your head. I'll tell you that right now. Like, you know, I mean, me and Ash will, you know, converse about like our athletes or ourselves, and it'd be like, yeah, like, you know, another 5, 8, 10 pounds off would be great, right? You know, but first of all, that's like an estimate, you know. But like as far as like an exact number, like I don't have it. And a lot of people like those definitives. And I think it's like motivating for them. But I think it's good that you said, like, okay, well, it's a reset. Like, what are we looking for? Like, there's different markers other than the scale and a set number of weeks. Sure, everyone likes a timeline because everybody's in a goddamn hurry. Everyone needs to know. But it's also important too, because like you said, like, well, what happens at the end of those 10 weeks or 8 weeks? Like, okay, well, 8 weeks is here we are. And what, you didn't lose your 10 pounds in that 8 weeks? Like, how is that mentally gonna affect you as the athlete, right? And is it honestly, it sucks, because you're like, you one, you'll probably feel like a failure. Two, you're just like, what's going on? So it's like, all right, like trying to put in other things in here is like, all right, well, how long are we gonna go until I say so, pretty much? But
Until the
like,
job's done.
yeah, until the job is done. And what is, like you said, what is the job being done? Is like, okay, like improved biofeedback, you know, maybe even like better sleep, better recovery, like you said, better pumps in the gyms and things like that. And I think another big portion of it is too, and like, is like, until that person like also feels good, like, you know, because like you said, like we feel better when we are comfortable in our body and comfortable in our skin. And a lot of people like want that, right? But then like as a physique competitor, we can't always have that. We can't always be dieting, but we also can't always be pushing. So it's like a real fine line of like time and place. And I'll also tell you too, like your outside life depends on it too. Like, I'm not gonna put you in a mini cut if you're like, hey, like I have six weddings back to back. They're all out of town. I'm like, that's just like not gonna, it's really not gonna set us up for success. Like, I want you to be dedicated to this, because also too, as a coach for physique athletes, like part of the reason, another reason I like to do mini cuts too, is I like to see your adherence. I like to see your compliance. Can you treat this like a fucking prep? Can you nail
Yes.
these boxes?
It's
That
like
is
a
a,
test for us too. That's I agree.
yeah. And I usually won't say that to a lot of people right at first. And we'll be 3 or 4 weeks in, and they'll be like, oh, well, you know, I ended up having like a little slip here. My cardio wasn't as intense. I'm like, you know, why is it taking you 45 minutes to do 200 active calories? Like, it should take you 20. Like, what's going on?
Whoa.
Like, you're probably just walking on the treadmill or walking outside, whatever, you know? But it's like, okay, if this was prep, what would you be doing? You'd be having your shit together. So, like, after a couple weeks, I'm like, hey, like, treat this like it's prep. I want to see, prove to me. Prove to yourself that regardless of what phase you're in, you're still going to provide this intensity, right? Because
Absolutely.
you don't miss in prep. You do not. There is no chance. Like, I have a girl right now who's like 6 weeks out, 7 weeks out. She just had her 40th birthday party. She didn't even ask if she could have a free meal, then nothing. She's just like, let me know what I need to do this week. Absolutely. Perfect.
You turn 40.
Yeah.
No changes.
I know. I mean, it was like a really cool, like, birthday for her, obviously, and stuff like that. But it's just, she, you know, she just knew what to do, knew how to handle it. Found, I don't know, I think she went to like a concert. She likes heavy metal and stuff like that, you know? So it's like, cool. That's what she did. Enjoyed it. Have a good time. So, you know, sent check-ins the next day. Fabulous. Done.
And I think it would be good to talk about the goals from both a coach, but also an athlete, because we are both, right? And so it is very challenging to toggle both hats because obviously, as coaches, we have a standard of leadership that we uphold for ourselves and a level of standard we expect our athletes to meet. But then also, like, as coaches and leading these athletes to success, it's like you said, they're kind of like mini tests. Yes, you're doing a mini cut, but it's also a mini test to see, are you going to be on your shit? How seriously are you going to take this? All of these things. So from an athlete's perspective, the best thing to do in a mini cut is to continue on checking off your boxes, right? And yes, like things happen, shit happens, family events, family emergencies, but like it's not about being 100 freaking percent all the freaking time, because like again, you might not be able to due to things outside of your control. So the big thing for yourself as an athlete is the ability to pivot and adapt and not lose your fucking mind, because your body's going to do what it does when a stressor happens, and dieting is a stress.
Question for you. When you program like a cleanup phase mini cut, are you, how aggressive are you off the rip? I'm curious. Or is it still super very dependent?
It really does depend on the athlete and how high we've been able to get their calories up. But I am a huge fan of just pulling straight out of the gate and seeing how their body responds. So I might do 20, 25% of total calories and just rip it and grip it, you know? And depending upon the response that we get, like, great. And then I start to like kind of toggle with like, you know, steps and cardio and stuff like that. But you also have to understand that, like, if you're pulling, you know, 20, 25% of 2000 calories, it's like, okay, well, then we're also thinking of nutrient deficiencies, right? Even if you have a well-rounded diet, a well-rounded meal plan, it's like making sure that you push just enough before the body starts to push and you're not really getting the response. But that's also a great thing to talk about, like diet breaks and stuff like that, which maybe we can do a different time. But I don't like to pussyfoot. I think it is just a waste of time, because as a bodybuilder, and in my opinion, your goal is to grow muscle to improve your physique. So I don't subscribe to the, oh, we're going to subtract like 50 calories this week. We're going to bump your steps by 1,000 and we'll add in like 200 calories of cardio. I'm like, you're likely still going to be in like a maintenance range of calories, right? Because like maintenance calories is not just a set number, it's a range. So I'm like, let's be more aggressive, because as a coach, I can always add food back in. I can't add more time, even if we don't have a timeline, because you might not have a timeline, but you also don't want to waste time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you also don't want to be dieting for, you
6
know,
months.
so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're not in a prep, like that's a long time, especially like if we're cleaning up so you can be more optimal to grow. Like that's essentially what it is. So it's like, hey, like, you know, let's get these markers back. 'Cause like you said, you know, there comes a point where like your body is just pushing against you. You don't have the strength. You know, like the body essentially, everybody has like a quote unquote set point. And once you go past that, because you're pushing growth, again, like the body is just is going to become resistant at some point. But like you don't want to be dieting for, you know, 6, 7 months. You're not in a prep, like it's not a contest, like, you know. So as far as like the mini part of it is like it shouldn't be that extensive, right? So to say like it's there's not like necessarily a time frame, but like it can't go on forever. Essentially.
I will say, I'm having a girl who is on the fence about whether or not she actually wants to actively compete, because she loves training, she loves growing, but she doesn't know if she's wanting to actively get to that level of leanness that it takes, especially since she wants to be in a bigger division. So we've been dieting at least since May, but we've had like periods of like vacations and stuff like that, to where it's like, okay, well, we kind of like incorporated like more of like a diet break or cardio break or whatever. And I am going to push her harder during this mini cut, because I want to see, again, like you were saying about the coach, the mental capacity to handle this stress. Because if you can't handle, you know, pushing on just like a dieting phase, then you likely aren't going to be able to handle prep. So this is a test for me to see her resilience, and a test for her to see if she can follow through. But again, you also have to know your athlete and know their situation in order to get that done. But I think as a general rule of thumb, in order to do like mini cuts within like the whole macro cycle of an off season, you want to be efficient. You want to get the body fat off. You want to restore insulin sensitivity. You want to restore hunger cues, so that way you can grow again. Or even if you're doing like a mini cut to kind of get your body ready for a contest prep and just like kind of clean things up before the actual prep itself, like that's how you want to consider these phases. You don't want to lollygag.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, like it is hard to prep if you have a lot of body fat. It's not undoable or whatever. You can't not do it. It should it definitely is like more difficult. You want to be like in a better starting point, obviously. I have a girl right now that's in prep and a different girl, and we actually tried to do a mini cut. We got a little bit of pounds off. She got real stressed with like life stuff, moving, job changes, things like that, reversed her out. Body comp was slightly improved because we didn't diet as long as we wanted to. And then we jumped into a prep. And it's kind of been like an uphill battle. It's probably one of my more challenging preps that I've had to coach. Like lesson learned on my end. I mean, this prep we pulled off 39 pounds, which is a
That's a
lot.
lot.
Yeah. And she could probably still use a little. I mean, you've seen her. She needs to be leaner, to be honest with you. She does have a lot of inflammation right now, but besides the point, like it's still fat. It's like looking back at it, I don't think I would go this route again for a while, for an athlete. I think it's very rare. And I think a lot of people live in that black and white of like, I'm either in prep or I'm fucking a pig. Like, you
I mean,
know?
yeah, I'm in my off season and there's no plan.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people like also too, like, at least where I'm from in the community that like I am immersed in, like in my daily life, with the gyms around me, they don't work with their coaches in the off season. It's very weird. Yeah.
That's a thing. And I don't, I literally do not understand.
I don't think people know though. But like that's like the thing is like they also, I think they just think it's either like prep or off season or prep or growing. And it's not like, no, like there's phases like these mini cuts because they are beneficial. And you personally, as an athlete, are a very, very great example. Yeah. What a great example of doing mini cuts and just, I mean, I remember this was probably a few months ago where you're like, yeah, I'm dieting on like 25 or 2700 calories. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know the exact number, but it was a
It
lot.
was like 20, it was like 22 was a lower day, and then like 24 was a higher day.
Yes, but still like massive. And like your body comp was so much better than when you were at those same amount of calories and you were pushing at those calories. You know what I'm saying? Like that is like it's like everyone wants to eat all this food. Nobody wants to diet. And it's like, how do you get to that point? Well, you do cycles like this. And granted, not a lot of females can eat 300 plus carbs a day. It's very rare that you see that,
You're
Ash.
so lucky. Trust me.
It's not
Trust
fun.
me. It's not 300 fucking things of crumble cookies. It's like real nutrient dense food and then like, fun stuff, but like fruit strips and honey. Like it's fun for a week and then you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I have like 265 carbs right now, and like I don't even want to fuck. I don't want to fucking do it half the time. Like I started doing the creamies because of it. I'll be honest with
It's
you.
so funny. I even pulled the creamies out because, like, I just like the act of like having to eat a full pint of protein powder. I'm like, fuck this. I'm gonna do Greek yogurt and berries. And it's for me, it's easier to eat. It honest to God is. And that's just a little side tangent. But, dude, like, not to get too much into it, but like, there are important cycles within like a growth phase. If we look at the entire year of a contest prep, just as a bodybuilder, not like a contest prep dieting, but like, your full prep period as a bodybuilder, your growth phase should be like 75% of your bodybuilding career, maybe even more, depending upon your starting point. And then we have like dieting contest prep, right? But like if you're doing preps year after year after year after year, like one, you're either just someone that is just addicted to dieting and you're not really like wanting to do your due diligence as a bodybuilder. Oh, go. You had a thought.
No, I can say it after this because I want to talk about when would be not a good time to do a mini cut. Because a lot of people just want
Reversing from like, oh my God, reversing from a show
to
and like
get.
legit, I remember having this conversation and it like has been in bur is been burned in my brain of like trying to fucking make sense of this. It was, I reverse dieted for 12 weeks. Now it's time for a mini cut. And I was like, I was just like reading that sentence and I was like, well, why?
I mean, you reverse dieted for 12 weeks. It's time to get labs and see what else we need to fucking fix. Like that would be the next step, like
Oh
not
my God.
dieting again, and I think that's what I'm saying. Like I think a lot of people are like attached to like numbers, and I know I have been too, but like it's like, all right, well, I did like reversing is always 12 weeks. It's not like it could be longer, it could be shorter. It just depends on like your body and how lean you were. I mean, like if you weren't that lean for your competition, like you don't really have to, and the calories never got that low, like you don't really have to reverse that much. You're still having two free meals a week. Like, what do you
I
mean to
mean,
reverse?
like, people again are always just, they're so fucking timeline obsessed. How long is my mini cut? Is my prep going to be 16 weeks? How long is my reverse going to take? Like, these things really shouldn't have a concrete timeline. It's not that you shouldn't plan, because obviously our job as coaches is to have a general idea of how an athlete is going to progress. But like, your reverse might take 12 weeks. Like, how long does it take for you to feel fucking human again? That's how I know your reverse is done. If you are constantly thinking about food, if you are still having to do like countless hours of like cardio and stuff like that because you can't fucking stop, like your reverse is going to take five ever. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, someone's reverse could be done in 8 weeks if their body's fucking resilient as shit. So it's like, stop being so like number obsessed when it comes to timelines, when it comes to scales, when it comes to all of these metrics, because you end up getting lost in the sauce instead of looking at the overarching goal. Am I bringing my best? Am I doing my best? Those matter too.
Yeah, no, I agree. So like it's definitely not ideal to like do a mini cut like if you just got done dieting or prepping, like regardless. And like especially too, if your feedback from the judges from that last show was like to grow. Like, first of all, you in those 12 weeks post show are maybe a few of you are not really growing because you literally need to get back on live. That's what I call it. We need to get live again. Like you said, like we need to feel live. Our hormones need to come back on. So it's like once we get live, then we're trying to take the judges' feedback and figure out what we need to do. And most of the time, it's typically grow, build better shape, bring this up, bring that down, and that doesn't happen in a dieting phase, unfortunately, or a cleanup cut, whatever you want to call it. So like definitely, and like another thing too, I think also is like you should not cut if you do not have consistency as well as like having a brain fart here in the middle of the sentence, like consistency. Oh, and your habits like aren't you're not already checking all of the boxes because it's only going to make it worse. Like you need to have routine, you need to be diligent, you need to already be doing the basic things before you can even think about dieting.
Absolutely. Because again, it just comes to like pillboarding around. Like, if you're not executing your programming with some level of accuracy, like you haven't earned the right. Like, put it this way.
Not even that. Like, how can I even fucking do anything?
Well, you
Like.
can't. I mean, you could throw some macros their way, but like, it's not gonna fucking matter.
And like honestly too, like it's like one of those things too, if you're not even following your plan and you start following it, I mean, I guess you could probably call that as like a diet phase because you weren't fucking following it before and now you are. You'll probably lose weight. Like I had a girl,
You
new girl.
did. You stopped eating ice cream.
Yeah, dude. I follow my fucking plan and I lost like I don't even know. I could look it up right now for you.
Lost a stupid amount of weight.
Just from following my fucking macros, because I was
Oh
like, I was being a piece of shit to myself, dude. Hold on, where is my spreadsheet? I just looked it up.
swear to
Okay.
God, you lost like 20 pounds within
I was
like a
gonna
month
say
and
it
a
was,
half.
I was gonna say like 16 or something.
It
So,
was something like crazy where it was just like it was just piling off because you were just like following your plan. I was like, imagine that.
okay. So, when I stopped eating like a dick bag, I was 154.2. And then when I really honed in, that was when I was like, I was eating ice cream like a few times a week, like breastfeeding, just being a shit bag. So I was 154. And then when I really honed in on tracking my macros consistently, I was 145.3. And then followed my macros for 16 weeks and I dropped down to 134. So yeah, about 20 pounds, but then consistently 10-ish from or 12. From
Yeah.
being more consistent.
Imagine that.
Let's see what, yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, I think it's like, I think people honestly just don't understand the goal of bodybuilding. I think that's honestly what it comes down to because they just see these lean beans on stage and they think that's just what it is. When it's like, in reality, the goal of a bodybuilder is to bring your best package when it comes to muscularity, development, shape, symmetry, for whatever division you want to compete in. And that requires proper time to growth, a proper execution of growth phases, and not being attached to timelines. You know, when are you going to put me in, coach? And just like falling in love with like one being a person, because like, see, people are just so caught up in prep where they're just like, all I can do is prep because that's all they are is prep. And so when they are in their off season, they gorge on food, they don't have a plan, and then they feel broken inside because they don't know who they are outside of like doing 3 hours of cardio, eating 900 calories. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, understanding that as a bodybuilder, you want to have muscle and shape and definition. And doing that requires you to have a structured off season with a plan, with progression. And within that off season will be time periods of holding or health phases, especially if you are a, an enhanced athlete. If you're someone that has like GI issues or autoimmune diseases, like, Ash has her Hashimoto's, like there is a time and a place and a rhyme and reason for every single phase within like the overarching goal. And it's so important to just be immersed in the process rather than focusing on timelines and all these other things. Because like I said, you'll get lost in the sauce and you'll forget why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And it's like, shit, like off season is really awesome. So is contest prep, sure, but it's like awesome in a different way.
Dude, so two things. One, yeah, like also too, in off season when you're like a freaking bull honky, like it's hard to even see how much actual muscle you fucking have. I mean, like when I first started coaching, I was like, dang, like that girl is, she got real big leg muscles. I was like, yeah. And then like we started dieting down. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I was like, she has no fucking lean body mass, right? It was like a lot of fat. So it's like shit. Like it's good to again like diet down because like you want to see that shape, you want to see the muscle that you've built, you want to see like where we're at and where we need to progress in order to be competitive, to fucking win, to step on stage and actually look decent, right? And I think a lot of people, like I said, just like hate the off season, like you said, because we've been in a, like a society which I think is like shifting, to be honest with you, over the last couple of years, where like small was always better, and like it can also look like that with competing and being on stage because we're lean, we're tiny, but like honestly, me personally, like I over the last couple of years, like I have like fallen in love with off season, like I love it, and mostly I love it for these two reasons. One, I have so much fucking energy to push in the fucking gym, dude. Like, absolutely fucking love it because, when you diet, you're just like not as strong. And then honestly, too, like I like having curves. Like, I think like the multiple times that I've dieted down, like one, like I just think you just don't look as feminine. And I have really stepped into more of like a feminine air. Obviously, like being a mom intensified that as well. But like, I think curves are beautiful, and it's like, when you're so lean that like you turn to the side and it doesn't even look like you have a pancake butt. You really do.
I
And if you're
call them
not,
mom butts, not out of a dig for
oh,
you, but like, you know what I'm
yeah.
talking about, where it just looks like you went to IHOP and like sat down on two flat ass pancakes.
Dude, no, I'm changing the revolution of a mom butt. All right.
Dude, can I
That's
show you my mom butt when it was like mom butt, the mom butt was mom butting. 'Cause it does look like a mom butt. Like,
it was mom button.
look at that. Also, you can see how bad fucked up my hips were incoming.
Incoming.
Like mom butt pancake. It looks like I went to IHOP, ordered two pancakes and sat down.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is like before you actually had like glute shape too,
This
but
is before I had anything. I just
you literally can you put this picture on the our little like when you see us talking, please? Because I need everyone to know that like this looks like mom who's named Renee, who just got done smoking her Maverick 100s and works at the diner with these red heels on. Like, I love it. But yeah, mom pancake. And I gotta see, like, I gotta find one now of myself. Can we put our pancake butts on there? Oh my God.
Pancake butts, let's go.
But like, it just goes to show that, like, you've gone through all these phases of growing and dieting, mini cut, whatever you want to call it, cleanup. And now you have way better glutes, way better physique. But like to get there, you had to go through all of these hoops because like obviously, like, there's times where food was really high and you became, not as optimal. So let me bring that up. Your when food was your highest and you were growing, and Austin's check-in was like, all right, we're gonna start pulling calories, start bringing shit down. What, if you can remember, what were you actually feeling? And like, what was your biofeedback saying?
So we never pushed to the point where I felt like absolute dog shit. Because like, again, if you get to that point where you feel like absolute dog shit, that like lasts maybe 3 or 4 weeks of accumulated stress. Like you definitely weren't growing in the way that you should have been growing. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like a good point. So ideally, like you are being observant enough to where you're noticing trends and you get it before you feel like a fucking panda bear. You know what I'm saying? Because like I didn't feel bad. But like, you know, you're eating 3,000 calories practically on a daily basis.
I
Like,
mean,
you
you're
know,
choking it down. It's
choking
hard.
it down, choking it
And
down.
like people don't understand is like you said, it's whole foods versus like crumble. Like people can
Yeah.
eat easily eat like two crumble cookies, like, and that's a
Yeah.
massive amount of calories. But like when you're actually trying to like eat food that feels good and is like able to, fuel you, it's fucking hard.
It really is. It really is. So like I wasn't feeling bad, and even like my body composition was like relatively pretty good if you compare it to like, you know, the average person. But like I definitely felt heavier. Like thankfully I'm not like, you know, 170 pounds, 180 pounds anymore, but like you can tell when you feel like a big bitch. And like you feel good after a while, but then like you can just tell that you just feel heavier, that like activities that shouldn't be like as taxing are starting to be more difficult. And so like you kind of get to that point where you're like, yeah, I'm feeling kind of lazy and kind of lethargic. And that's where it's like that biofeedback is really important, because like especially when you're an enhanced athlete and you are using like androgens or you're using insulin and growth hormone, like it is important to also keep in mind dosages and stuff too, especially insulin, because like at first you might be using, let's just say as an example, like 4 IUs AM of Novalin N, which is more of a longer acting insulin. But if you're getting to the point where you're using maybe like, you know, just as an example, like 10 IUs AM and PM, and your FBG, your fasting blood glucose, is like 90s to 100s,
Still
it
105, yeah.
yeah, it might be time to, you know what, let's just go ahead and diet off and regain that insulin sensitivity. So it's like, again,
My
that's where you
God.
have to like just balance between like pushing food, drugs, body weight, et cetera, training performance, and like, you know, understand that maybe it's time to wrap this shit up. But again, like thankfully I didn't feel awful, but especially like you also have to remember I'm a bikini competitor. Like the goal isn't just to push body weight up and gain as much muscle like a bodybuilder, because like you don't want to lose that shape and that symmetry, and like, you don't want to get lost just chasing scale numbers, because it might not be quality mass. And I hate to play this card, but I'm going to, because it's the fucking truth. Genetically, like not the best physique in the world, not the best ability to grow muscle. So we just have to like be careful with how we do things. So therefore, like I do make sure that I maintain like that balance, that flow, that shape, because like I'm not going to be a big bitch.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna be a big bitch.
I want to be a big pit. Like, if I could be W, if I could be women's bodybuilding, dude, I would in a fucking heartbeat. Like,
Would you really?
dude, if I had like, I don't know what you want to call it, a genie, if I had like a little lamp I could rub and it'd be like, hey, you get one wish, or you had to do like, maybe not a genie, because genie's wishes, you could like do whatever and wouldn't have consequences. But if I had like, I don't know, like a devil genie, and it was like, you could look like a women's bodybuilder, but you lose 10 years off your life, would you take it? Yes.
Wow.
If I die at 70 instead of 80, or I die at 80 instead of 90, but I look like a women's bodybuilder, or shit, fucking Megan Santa Barbara, who I'm obsessed with her physique for wellness, like I don't give a book. But that's not in the cards for me. So I have to like come down off my insane high and just be like, listen, I have to play the cards that I'm dealt. And like my dad used to be morbidly obese, I used to be morbidly obese, my mom's in a fucking wheelchair. Like the fact that I could even just like do this is like a miracle in and of itself. So I just need to like be thankful that I can move my fucking body.
Dude, yeah, Megan is like so dense. I actually look at her physique like quite a few times a week because I'm just like, God.
It's impressive. And like that's the thing, is like
Like,
we
I
are
don't
the
want to be
same
as big.
age and the same
Yeah.
height.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes, she literally just had a birthday August 26th. So she is 28. I am 28. We are both 5'7".
I thought she was taller. I thought she was like 5'10.
Dude, no, 5'7".
Wow.
Like, is like, and that's the thing where she is like in her off season, like 212. She's
Yeah,
like two
she posts
fucking
that
12, and I'm
sometimes.
like 140.
Just like, I know, like, just like her density. I'm just like, God damn, dude. Like, I need that. Like, just, I want to like rip all my leggings and the crotch, just pulling them up, you know? Like, I just want.
I just want to be safe in between her legs. Like, it'd be so safe there. Like, nobody would kid you.
Oh,
That's how much
absolutely.
density she has. It'd be like a little
I mean,
safe
like, a bullet couldn't even go through that. There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
place.
It's
She's
like
got bulletproof thighs.
literally it's like Superman. Like she puts her hand, like her leg out, and it just like falls down.
It's like a
Yeah.
little pebble. She'd
Literally. Yeah. She don't even feel it. She don't even blink.
like, what is that? Be like a little ant, just like, wee.
Honestly, yeah. She's like, what? Did something just bite me? What was that? I don't know.
Legit, that's how fucking dense this bitch is. God, I love her. She's one of my favorites.
God, love that. Yeah, she's sweet. I remember when we first had her on our podcast like forever ago.
Dude, I know. It was like a
What?
year and a few months ago.
It's probably almost a year and a half ago. That's like fucking crazy. So speaking of like wrapping up our mini cuts here, are you in a mini cut right now or no? I don't even know where you're
No,
at.
I'm growing again.
One.
Yeah.
I'm doing nothing. I guess I'm just maintaining.
I think I would actually argue that you are in a mini cut,
I
probably.
probably, yeah, I probably was, and now like I mean weight has stalled, and I just ate out for my birthday, so like that didn't help. But yeah, I would say this is I've plateaued, and we haven't made any changes, so I guess you could I would say it was like an unintentional cut, but my body was like responsive. I guess I would say I'm more so responsive. Like I don't because it's
I would
not.
argue it was a mini cut and Mark was just waiting for you to get on your shit. Because isn't that what he said? He's just like, I would just want you to follow your macros. I
What
swear
it
you told me that.
oh
Maybe.
my God, I got it. Like, yeah, he said something to me one day. Oh, because he's like, I just need you. He's like, once you start following your shit, like things are gonna happen. And I was like, yeah, I'll work on my macros this week. He's like, I hate to be a basic bitch, but follow the plan, it's gonna work. I was like, oh, I just hearted that message in WhatsApp. I was like, okay, like, and it's so funny because then like my coach brain was like, no shit. And then
Yeah.
me as an athlete, I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong, you know? I like
Coach, I'm stalled. And that's like the thing though, that like we that's why coaches have coaches, because
oh,
we know
dude,
this shit,
no.
but it's the emotions that cloud our judgment. So
It's
all we
not
have to do
even,
is follow the plan.
I think like for me, it's not even that half the time, like the emotions, because like technically I don't care, but like when it comes to like me, I turn everything off. Like there'd be questions like times where I'll ask Mark a question. He's like, do you really not know that? I'm like, I do, but like I just want you to explain it to me like I'm an athlete because I don't even want to think about it. Like, to be
Yeah.
honest with you, like I'm just gonna act like an idiot. Like,
Can you give an example though? Because I feel like that would be helpful.
so a good one would be like with my lab work and like antibodies and my reverse T3. And I was going through when I was like transitioning out of nursing and like starting up my own business and just
Yeah.
like full ground running, we did my reverse T3, a month to 8 weeks, whatever, prior to this. And it was like 12. Made this transition and it was like 19. And I
Yeah.
was like, oh my fucking God. I was like, Mark, what is going on? Like, do we need like more, like, do we need to adjust my meds and have like more T3 or more T4? Like, none of this is
Yeah.
optimal. It's not binding. And he's like, dude, you're just fucking stressed. That's all it is. That's all it
Yeah.
shows.
But that was emotion. From you, that was emotion. It was panic. It
Yeah.
was worry. It's not that you didn't know, but like it is you. It is you. It is your lab. And if it was like, hey, Ash, here are my clients' labs or here are my labs, and I'm freaking out, you'd be like, dude, you're stressed out. So that's the thing where it's like, it's so important to have that guidance year fucking round, because like we are emotional creatures, and it's not that you shouldn't be emotional, but like to feel less and to worry less and to be present more and to be like, and to make yourself suffer less mentally is so important, which is why, again, that coaching aspect is powerful.
I just thought of another example that I do this every week, every fucking time. I'll record myself and I'll like watch it back and be like, oh, okay, that's kind of shitty. But like I will send it to Mark and I want Mark to tell me what to do versus like me, I already know it. Like I'm just like, yeah, like your feet probably need to move up and down, but like I don't want to tell myself that. Like you can tell me that. Like, it's just like take my videos, check them in, be like, boop, here you go. You fix it. You tell me what to do versus like me taking my own fucking cues because I don't want to think
Right.
about it.
Well,
Like,
also, like, that's why you're paying him too.
well, yeah.
Well, you
To
say, well, yeah, but like, some people, like, I don't want to bother you. Bother me. You're paying me for my time. Bother me. Like,
oh
ask me
my God, I
questions.
know people will be like, oh, like I figured I'd just like wait till check-in to let you know that I was out of town all week.
Or I'm
Like,
bleeding out my ass. I'm like,
oh, okay. Well, I mean that first of all, I mean, yeah, I guess let me know, but you should also probably call 911.
please go to the hospital.
Yeah, please go. I mean, yeah.
Please seek medical attention.
Seriously. I mean, yeah, and then just update me on that. But like, fuck, man.
Your scenario was much less intense.
Yeah, that was like, okay, we just
Or if
went
you're
from
on vacation and you're bleeding after hassle, like shit.
dude, 0 to 100. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you got a hemorrhoid from being constipated while you traveled. That's a high possibility.
Or got giardia. You never know.
God, that would suck. That
It
would
would.
really fucking suck.
But anyway, mini cuts. Like to kind of like wrap it up and sum it up, because like obviously we had some fun, we had some laughs. It is important in the grand scheme of things to be efficient, to stay on your plan, and to understand that mini cuts should not be taken just because you feel a little bit uncomfortable, right? Because again, it's a feeling, it's an emotion. So the problem isn't that you're putting on body fat, because in your growth phase, you have to understand that when you are in a surplus, that surplus, while yes, we want the majority of those extra nutrients to go toward building your muscles, it is also going to accumulate body fat. So do yourself a favor, get a little bit of extra clothing that gives you some ability to grow. Like put away your prep clothes, put away your prep photos. Like if you need to stop, following people on Instagram that just post their year-round lean photos, like do what you need to do, but the suffering isn't from a physical suffering, it is a mental suffering. So like help yourself out and stay focused on the end goal. Focus on having energy, focus on having, good training sessions. And when your coach is like, hey, we wrapped up our growth phase, maybe you're an enhanced athlete, like time to come off the drugs, time to give your body a break. Like we're going to clean things up, go into a health phase, whatever. And then we're going to strip off some body fat, bring down that inflammation, restore insulin sensitivity, restore hunger cues. And hey, let's see what you fucking built. Because if you're taking mini cuts every time you've been uncomfortable, every 6 weeks is a mini cut, you are just no better than Karen the yo-yo dieter. So have mini cuts in place if you're coaching yourself with a purpose, because they serve a purpose.
Right, like there's got to be a reason, like a valid fucking reason, like a from a data point, I should say, not
Yes.
just like an emotional, I'm fat, I gotta fucking prep or
Yeah.
end.
And if in a good point, if you do get too fat, take a mini cut to clean things up, but then also evaluate, are you being too fucking aggressive in your growth phases, which maybe could be a topic for next week, because like that also matters. So if you're getting too fucking fat and then you have to diet down because you're too fat, like that's also a problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems out there, man. I mean, I don't know if we can, you know what? We're gonna do it 1 week at a time. We're gonna fix all the problems in the world, Ash.
That's why we own a business. Like
Problem
owning a
solving.
business is not to make money, it's to solve people's problems and help people.
Yeah, I mean, duh. No shit.
Oh, you say no shit, but like you've been on Instagram, bitch. You see everyone trying to be fucking clout chasers, get sponsored by Ghost and shit.
I did have a ghost energy drink a few weeks ago, and I actually really liked it. I will say I'm a ghost supporter now.
Okay, so here's the deal. Every fucking time I try to give Celsius a chance,
Oh, I've never
it's
done that one.
my fault at this point. It's my fault at this point. Like I take full ownership for my responsibilities and my purchases. Every time I'm like, oh, that flavor sounds good, I'm gonna give Celsius another try. Every fucking time I'm
You bleed
like,
out your butt.
I hate, no, I just hate it. The flavors suck. The carbonation sucks. I'm like, fuck this Celsius. So I am on the hunt. I'm on a quest, guys. I'm on a quest for Ghost Welch's Grape. Let me
Me
tell you,
too.
dude,
I love grape.
I love grape. It's good. I would give myself a fucking Welch's Grape Juice enema. That's how much I love it.
You
So
and your enemas, dude.
it's just at this point, it's a joke. And
No.
I hope
They're
people understand that.
gonna
Like, I'm not
be
just
like,
like,
yeah, Ash boofs everything, literally. But no, someone actually yesterday, they live in Florida, not even close to me, but they said they found it at the vitamin shop. I'm like, oh, I'm
yes.
all right, I'm gonna check them out. Yeah,
Was
because I've
it
been.
Sam?
Yeah. That's
I
hilarious.
was like, where'd you find this? She's like, the vitamin shop. And I was like, bitch, bless you. That is so fucking funny. Because I saw it in her story and I was like, bitch,
Wow, me and Ash like literally are so
where?
intertwined. It's so
Was
funny.
it Sam? Yeah.
Wow, guys, we have a small circle, I guess.
Wow, we have a problem.
Yeah, but we're here solving them one week at a time.
We're solving your problems while creating our own.
Pretty much, yeah. It's literally like unclogging your toilet and filling my toilet to like max capacity.
Oh my God. Yeah. So recap, mini cuts have a time and a place. Celsius energy drinks suck booty hole. And if you find Welch's grape juice energy ghost, please send one to Ash and Ash.
Yeah, I'll give you guys my address and you can come stalk me.
Or send me it, or send you a potato. That'd be hilarious.
God, yeah. So if you really want to stalk me, go find me one.
That's right. All right, guys, until next time, peace.
Adios.